All right, RJ Hampshire, I like Jordan. You like Jordan. We're friends with Jordan. This isn't meant to take shots at Jordan, okay? But in this spot where he was, he went down twice. One of them kind of hit Levi, which is kind of what Jordan's done. You've done that before too. But 2024, maybe you don't do that. And I'm not using this to slam Jordan. But good job. This could have been a race in the years past that wouldn't have gone your way.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And how my day was going, like, dude, I cased that double in practice. Like,
oh, I think I saw this.
Yeah, I caught a tough first time call
over the start.
Yes, okay. Caught a tough block off the face, and dude, I hit so hard, and my jaw was over here on the side. Like, dude, my lower back was smoked. Like,
okay.
And then I went,
we
did
this on tape anywhere?
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah, yeah, it's on there. So, dude, I hit hard. And then I did fast lap the next lap. Right. So I was P1 in that. I'm like, dude, but. Came back here, I was like, gee, look, dude, like, I'm I need some work. It was just one of those nights where it was like, all right, I've had this too many times in my career, like, I'm hurting, it's gonna be a painful you know, kind of day. And then but dude, my heat race was ugly. That was really ugly. But I'm like, okay, look, let's put everything I have into this main event. Like, we can pull it off. Nate hyped me up before going down there, like, dude, look, stop being like an idiot. Like, you know, you're the guy. Like, you are the fastest guy. So I'm like, all right, well, look, I got to stop being a bitch here and figure some things out. Like, so that's kind of was my mindset going in. Like, all right, look, don't worry about my back or whatever else, and let's put in a solid main event. Like, kind of my goal was, look, if I don't get that start, put pressure on those guys. And that's what I did right off the bat. Like, I didn't try anything crazy, but all I was just, I was there. And then, I got Levi quick. And I didn't take long. Like, I was right there on Jordan, lost his front. So then I was like, okay, like, you know, let's click him off here. Because it was very easy to make mistakes tonight, like those rhythms and how slick it was. And then I seen that gap, and it's like, man, that's what I needed tonight.
Yeah, and there was chaos behind you, right? There was stuff going on behind you. I felt like, okay, so laps maybe 2-3, they had a little gap on you. And then I was wondering, one of the things I had to ask you was, did you find anything or did you just keep the same momentum? I haven't looked at your lap times, so I'm not sure if they made mistakes and you came up or if you just picked it up.
I think it was
like
probably
really?
Yeah, it was probably me picking it up, just because like we made a change on my bike going into that main event, because I was struggling in that heat race, like, terrible. So I think, like, once I was able to, like, okay, I trust my front here, I can trust it here, like, okay, let's go. Like, I can't let them get too far ahead and not being able to pressure them. Then I picked it up and I was right on them, and then they kind of had like couple back and forth where I'm like running to the back of them, and I'm like, all right, shit, like, I don't want to do anything crazy here, but I also want to go to the lead. And then sure enough, just kind of fell in my hands. Like, I didn't do that three onto that table all day.
Oh, really?
And the long rhythm, didn't do it once, did it the entire main event, like, pretty much.
Is that what the dartfish showed as quickest, right?
No, and early, like, it showed about the same. Like, that's why I wasn't worried about doing it. I'm like, dude, like, I don't really care to do that. Main event, I just pulled it out, like, all right, let's do this.
It's weird because it came out the night show and everyone started doing it, and I was like, oh, everyone's watched the film. But you're saying it was kind of close. Yeah
Early in the day, like, the dartfish was literally the same as that, so I was like, okay, I'm not even gonna stress about it. I will say, though, like, man, I wish we had some whoops, like, some big whoops or something. Like, dude, like, we're hitting these things so fast now, and it's like edgy, like, it's just different. Like,
the Dirtworks guys, I mean, this is one of their fears, that, you know, this is kind of a Feld thing, as you know. Dirtworks guys are like, dozer whoops are faster. Guys are going to go faster, and if they crash, they're going to be hitting the ground at a higher speed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's safety by no means for any. It's closer racing, be honest with you. Like, that's what it is. Like, it's just easier to.
They want closer racing.
Yeah. I mean, look at it. Like, there's really not much of a separator. It's like, dude, we were all going really fast. I can't complain, though. Like, I sound like an idiot right now. Like, I won tonight. Like, dude, like, stop.
No, but whoops
are good for you. Like, stronger whoops are better for you.
No, like, dude, I struggled. I was terrified of these things for 5 years of my life. Like, dude, I because how big they were.
Yeah.
And then now it's like, I'm actually, that's my strength. And, like, I feel good in them. And then now they're half the size and we're old, which,
yeah.
I mean, I'm talking shit. They're going to build me a big set. And I'm going to be the one to weed it in them. But, no, it's just, like, little things. Like, I don't know.
I asked everybody this question. I'll ask you this. I thought the track looked super cool on track walk and up in the press box. I'm like, this is going to be awesome. It didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, I'd agree. Like, I looked at it and I was like, dude, this is sick. Like, it's going to be a big kind of gap, too. Like, it's going to separate us. But it didn't. Like, it almost was tighter racing than what we've had before.
And I was even talking to Kenny on track walk, and he thought there a couple of quads were possible in that rhythm on 450s, and that never even came happen. And you know what I mean? Like, it just turned out to be like, and then they're going, you guys are going 40 miles an hour through the whoops. So that wasn't a separator, and it was just kind of like, yeah.
And then, like, even the rhythms, like, I get the idea of it. Like, they were long, but instead of building them how they have been, they built them a lot taller and a lot steeper, which is like, okay, do one or the other. Like, they've been so mellow, and the transitions have been whatever. And then it's like we land off that big triple, and then we have that three on off, and then we go into the steepest rhythm that we've had all year. So you're coming so fast, and then it's like slowing down. Like, yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't have an answer. I mean, maybe someone does, but I definitely think they could have been better at having separators, really.
Well, hey, enough talk. Let's stop shitting on the track. Good job on your win. Second win of the year. You got closer to the red plate. So awesome job, man.
Yeah, thanks. Stoked on it.